Thank you for tuning in to episode 6 of Before We Were Born. This is Theodore Bulla, and today's episode is going to be about free will and determinism. Thinking about a lot of people subscribe to the idea of the law of attraction, that we can actually get what we want if we just, kind of exude this certain behavior or act a certain way, use certain words, and so on and so forth, and that we actually attract the good and the bad things that happen to us in our lives. My problem with this is that it blames victims. So if a person is mentally ill, that they actually kind of chose that, or that if a person gets raped or attacked or anything bad happens to you, that you're actually, though you may not be completely conscious of these reasons, the belief of the author of The Secret, the one who really, the book that really popularized the idea of the law of attraction and the power of intention, she actually admitted on live TV that yes, a person actually does want to be raped if they are raped. And so that's like saying, well, yes, a person actually wanted to get into a fatal car accident and so on and so forth, and they actually wanted their family member to die if they died in the car accident as well, and that, there are no accidents, basically, and that we are to blame for every single thing that happens to us. And some people will try to have their cake and eat it too, so they'll say the law of attraction is true, but those things don't actually apply, that they'll come up with some woo-woo reason for why there's an inconsistency in their supposed law of attraction. A lot of people say things like, if we don't do something, that they'll say that you're making an excuse. Why didn't you do that? And then you give them the reason why you were unable to do something, and they will say, that's just an excuse. But the truth is, it's not an excuse as if you're trying to sneak your way out of it or anything. Well, sometimes that is the reason why you didn't do something, but it is a reason nonetheless. The truth is that they don't like that reason. They don't want to accept your reason for not doing it. It's an inconvenience for them. Sometimes they will hold you accountable to impossible tasks that you couldn't have done. Like, there was somebody that used to annoy me a lot. They would ask me to shut the door as I was walking into their house. My foot was just over top of the threshold, and this was a family member. They were already telling me to shut the door because it was wintertime out. They're like, shut the door. So for them to ask me to shut the door while I'm in the middle of walking over top of the threshold of the door, that's like, I took it as if they didn't even want me there. And there were times where I would just actually leave right then and there once they said that, because it was just so off-putting for them to say such a thing. And so I'd end up getting into a big argument over this. It's actually my dad. And, so I guess we got past that. But anyways, getting off topic here, I don't think the law of attraction is real at all. There is, attraction is real. The halo effect is real. People are attracted to certain qualities and things, and we call that the halo effect. If a person is, you know, if we have these internal biases where if a person is 6 foot tall, some people believe that that means that that person is probably successful, or that, you know, we have biases for attractive people and positive people and so on and so forth. But I do not think that anyone has power over whether or not, we really don't have power over things about things like our attraction level, whether or not we're symmetrical, and we don't have power over whether or not we're born with a disease or, and like I said in a previous podcast, mental illness is a physical illness, and nobody signs up for it and says, oh, give me that, I'll take mental illness, and I'll be crazy, and I want to be the person that everybody hates. No, it's actually something that is out of a person's control, just like diabetes or cancer or any other physical illness, because mental illness is a physical illness. And so the idea of free will and the law of attraction and things like that, they just basically, it's more annoyance with reasons. It's more annoyance with what they call excuses. You're just making an excuse for why you're not successful. It's more of an annoyance with reality. We're asking people to do the impossible, yet their circumstances make it so they are physically incapable of being successful or being something or the other. They need an external force to come along and provide them with the capabilities of being successful. Because they're, you know, I use the analogy of sometimes people get stuck down in such deep pits that only if somebody comes along and pulls them out with a rope can they escape. Otherwise, they're going to die. Just like in the movie Apocalypto, where the woman and a child, the pregnant woman and a child, are stuck down in a pit, and she cannot get out, and she can't rely on her in her baby son to get her out or anything. They just can't get out of that situation until her husband comes back from being chased all over the forest by lunatics that want to rip out his heart. Until he comes back, she's stuck down there. And anyways, I'm getting a little bit off track here. I go on rants. I compare the concept of having free will to a cartoon having the ability to draw itself, because reality is that thoughts occur to us. They happen to us. We are subjected to our thoughts. You don't know the next thought you're going to have. You're being subjected to a string of thoughts that are typically going to have something to do with whatever else is going on in your environment or whatever else is going on in your life. You may be thinking about a family member right now that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but maybe earlier in the conversation, because I may have triggered thoughts about your relationship with your father, maybe you're having thoughts about that now. But there is always a cause for every single thought that you have. We're not intelligent enough to always find out the what that cause is, but there is always a cause. So if things in life are working out for us, more or less, and we're pretty much happy most of the time with the way things work out, we develop a distorted view of reality, that things are in our control, that, you know, life is just this very positive journey all the time. And that may be true some of the time, but, and for some people that they do have, like probably like 80%, 90% of the time they're having a good time. But there are many factors to consider. How good looking is that person? How mentally stable are they? And how much money do they have? What, and so on and so forth. Because it's a cycle. The attraction level is a big one. That really plays a huge part in your happiness. There's a lot of science about this. You can look into that. But and there was a recent study done. I think it was Psychology Today published it as well in their magazine. How people have a bias for feeling that life is they have a general positive outlook if they're a more attractive person. So, and more people are persuaded by attractive people or positive people that have this view because they're positive and things are working out. And so they kind of, they do give off those positive vibes, as people call them, because they're having a positive experience because of many factors. And so they end up, like, there's a lot of people that are getting a lot of followers, basically, ultimately, because they are attractive people, I would say. And because they have that positive feedback loop cycle going for them. It's just a fact of life. It's not anything anyone should be jealous of or mad about. So now I want to talk about something that is known as bad faith, allowing things to basically fate to deal you a hand or not. So say two guys are attracted to a female, or two females are attracted to a guy, and the person that has the two people attracted to him, they kind of subconsciously might put these people at odds with each other, or in a situation where they have to confront each other, and so he or she will put them in a confrontation where the winner, whoever is viewed as the winner of this confrontation, gets to be in a relationship with him, whoever wins. And so that's considered bad faith. Or allowing something like a job to come to you, or allowing things to come to you and not really stressing and struggling with, you know, freaking out, oh my God, what am I going to do about this, and what am I going to do about that? Instead, just being content and allowing things. So this is what's known as bad faith. And I say, I'm a Taoist, and so I believe in Wu Wei, or Wu Wei, and just allowing things to happen, and, you know, doing things without stress. I feel more like compelled to do things, or just like I just allow a feeling to, I say it's more of a compulsion. Like if I feel like doing the dishes, then, oh, look, the dishes need done. You know, I'm not going to stress out about, oh my God, I got to do these dishes, you know? So I see the having a problem with bad faith is having a problem with your fate. But I think some people take issue with the idea of fate is because they feel like it is, how should I put this? Let me just say this. Fate kind of implies intention. The concept of fate or destiny implies that there is a goal, that there is some kind of cosmic consciousness kind of directing things. But I don't see it that way. I don't think it is that way. It really isn't that way. It's more everything is what I call calculable chaos. It's chaos. Every part in a chaotic event has every piece has a calculable trajectory that we could actually calculate all together and come up with what is going to be the end result of that specific event. And the same goes with all of everything. Everything in the universe. That's how everything in the universe works. And people will throw the idea of quantum physics or quantum mechanics at me and say, but it's unpredictable chaos, you know, so that means that we have free will. How does that mean that we have free will? That doesn't make any sense because we're not in control of that chaos. And we probably will one day discover, you know, even if it is pure chaos, it could theoretically, we could say, okay, so this, when this, what is it, a quark appeared here, and then it went, and if we saw where it appeared and the direction it was headed, you know, we could say, okay, it's going to go over there, but there may be some rhyme and reason to it, but either way, it doesn't matter if there is or not, because we're not the ones controlling those things. The fact that it's unpredictable just tells us that we're not in control of that. And if we're not in control of the most basic, the most fundamental building blocks of the universe, then we have no control. Again, we're like, to say we have free will is to say that we're like cartoons that draw itself. We don't. We don't draw, we don't write the script or anything. It is all being written, and it's all randomly, and it's all accidental, and it's all without intention and without destiny, and there's no preconceived anything. It's just a process of chaos that is unfolding. We base our science off of these chaotic events that are happening on the quantum level, because they apparently they tend to produce enough consistency in our universe that we can fly planes the same way pretty much always. You know, we rely on things being consistent, and for us to, you know, point to quantum mechanics as some source of our free will, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm just seeing if I'm covering everything here that I wanted to talk about. Again, I'm just doing these first couple, these first few or how many ever podcasts that I do to just get out my views and things, my most basic views of the universe and life and whatever you want to call it, values and everything else, out. And then after I get these basic podcasts out, I plan on doing interviews and discussing these talks that I'm doing. Thoughts occur to us. We are not their authors. That's a huge thing. Like, it's very easy to disprove free will with the most basic things. Daniel Dennett, I really have lost a lot of respect for him, honestly, that he denies determinism. He feels as if he is in control on some level. I feel like he really prescribes to his sensation of free will. So you really have to scrutinize. You really got to stand back and seriously scrutinize your experience to see that free will is an illusion, that it is merely just a sensation of a process, the byproduct of a process that is just happening. The universe is just happening. And that, you know, you can't even stop your brain from thinking. So what makes you think you're in control of it? It's just absurd. I believe I covered everything here. Fighting against your fate. Fate implies intention, a purpose, fully set goal or direction. There is no destiny. It's just happening. Okay. I believe I covered everything. So thank you for listening. And this has been Theodore Bulla. And my podcast is called Before We Were Born.